want the tefillin to watch me. It's a shemira to hold your tefillin. But Rashi Natron, Yishmaruni, let the tefillin watch me. I'll bring the tefillin inside with me. Yishmaruni min amazikim. That the tefillin should watch me from the mazikim. Slachura Eshev is man there also, but that they say no. The only hetu mokum chazal was because the normal was a mishumer outside. So since you didn't have a place to leave outside, the ramat you take it in. Now you have a talmud next to you, so the talmud can watch it for you. He helps so what? I still have the hetu to bring it in, but that was bizman normal. There wasn't a place to leave the tefillin outside. But bizman is there. The base of kis is always the mokum mutzne. We could hide the tefillin outside. The ramat has no hetu to bring it inside. When he used to go, yes, Rav Nachman, it's for the God that he was holding, Stamus Sefer with him, Yoivlo. He used to give him to hold before he went to the Beis Kisei. But the Kievinok, it's Tfilin, when he was holding his Tfilin, Lo Yoivlo, he didn't give up his Tfilin. Omar Hoyel Visharuna Rabbonin, since Rabbonin will not me to walk in there, Nanatron, I'd rather hold his Tfilin, it should be Shomami. Turn to Rabbonin. Even Krishna, some say you shouldn't hold tefillin in your hand because it's mafsik kavon. You can't be mechadrin. You're afraid maybe you fall out of your hand. You shouldn't hold it in your hand. Or else the sefer Torah of Israel, you shouldn't be holding the sefer Torah with him. Be espalut to daven because it's ishterji kavon. It's drashi. What?
Does that mean any sefer?
Yeah, right. Any sefer you don't need to daven. But siddur v'shtetz you need to daven. Who would then they say Bishashi adventure Shredish? Well, they say Yukapukim, there's a meaning to hold the Sefer Torah. Because since you're davening via about Loim De Torah, you're allowed to hold the Sefer Torah. Like that's Mechazik you're davening. But normal davening, you shouldn't be holding any other Sefer. The Lulav, that's also, because that was they speak about that. You know, there was mechazet that they had tefillah. It helped them daven better that way. The battle was a mitzvah, b'shaita, there's a mitzvah right now to do the mitzvah, so they felt very good holding the mitzvah, like a special time of doing the mitzvah now. They speak out. But Hashem came here, it's not a time but after now to hold it. They're better off not holding it. Right. But lulav, since you're doing the mitzvah with it, they'll be better. Rashi lo yoichas biyodav yispalo. Shein daitem yeshiva salot. If you're daven holding tefillin or sefer Torah, you won't have yeshiva das betefillah. Shereliba tamed aleim. Shelo yitlo miyodei. Always be afraid. Maybe you fall off. Daitem v'lo yishtoin v'hen mayim. You're not allowed to go to the Beis Kisei or to be mashed in mayim when you're holding these in your hand. Lo yishtin v'hen mayim if you're holding it. So before we had halacha was mashma. If you're wearing the tefillin miyikara din, you are allowed to make. When you're holding it, if you're wearing it, here it's worse. If you're holding it in your hands, we'll soon see, because usually the meraglayim mold used to go on the feet, and the mitzvah you have to wipe off your feet, you have to wipe it off. So if you're holding the tefillin in your hands, we're afraid you may wipe the meraglayim with the tefillin. So therefore, if you're just holding the tefillin in your hand, then for sure you should not be matal meraglayim. They said it's better off if you're wearing the tefillin, where if you're holding it in your hands. V'layashin behem mayim, v'layishin behem, you should not go to sleep. Holding tefillin, holding the sefer Torah, leshinas kvav, leshinas arai. If you have a short nap, don't go to sleep. And push it as far as vita, we're afraid maybe you fall out of your hand. Let's see Rashi, Yeshua Rashi here. Rashi says, well, leshin ben, don't go to sleep with the tefillin. Shema yafiach. Master what, maybe you let air come out. So the few kash, Eshma Kivegi has the kash that the Gemara in Sukkah says, klo, that a shinas arai is mutter. There it says, if you're wearing tefillin, you're allowed to take a shinas arai. We're not afraid you're fiach in a small nap. Just in a shinas kva, that's what's awesome. So according to Rashi, the example is, if you're wearing it, shem yafiach them, how does our Gemara say, you're not allowed to have even a shinas arai? So the Peshat Chur Rashi, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara makes a gius in Rashi, l'yishin bem shem yafiach zatayin, on the left side, agoyis agroa, l'yishin bem shem yipol. He changes the lashon of Gerson Rashi. Not thou shem yafiach, nor shem yipol. Then it's good. But talking about here, not that you're wearing the tefillin, but that you're holding in your hand. So that even a short nap you shouldn't take, because we're afraid it'll fall out of your hand. And the Gemara in Sukkah is talking about where you're wearing it. If you're wearing it, we're not afraid it'll fall off. There it's only Gzer Shem yafiach. So in a short nap, we're not afraid. But if you're holding in your hand, that's our sugi here, you shouldn't hold it in your hand, then even a short nap it's also, because we're afraid it'll fall out of your hand. You have to be girls at the group. Omar Shmuel, Sakin, if you're holding a knife in your hand, or else a moist, you're holding money in your hand, or car a plate, that if the plate falls on the floor, it'll break, or a kikar, or else bread, if it falls on the floor, you ruin the bread, that you shouldn't daven Shmon Esther when you're holding these things. Because rightly, you'll think about to make sure it doesn't fall down. There's a sakin, it'll hurt yourself. Money, you don't want to lose your money. And the car will say a break, and the kikar will get spoiled.
Just should be Messiah Das, really. These are things that right, compare with...
The Hamoyis Yavdu, you lose your money. The Akiki Yitonef, and the food will get dirty. So these things also you shouldn't hold while you're davening Shmonesri. But the Mashmim is something, if you're not afraid it'll fall down, a pencil, that you're not afraid it'll fall down, maybe then it would be mutter. The Rav Mechim is better than that. Omar Ruvo, Omar Rav Sheshis. Let's Hilcha Sokhi Homas Nisa. We don't pass by the Tznef Mishnah. Why the Beis Shammai? It goes according to Beis Shammai. Which halachas at Rashi, as Hilchos HaKiyomas Nisim Yotoni lo yashtim betfilin. As last Bryce here said, you're not allowed to make a Merak Lion when you're wearing tefillin, Zot we don't hold that. Rashi de Beishamahi. The Yamru Liel de Beishamahi said, Manichin Bechaloina Samukushus Rabbin. You're supposed to take its film off and leave it outside by the window of the Shus Rabbin. Lo yachnisam biyodin ikonis. But you're not allowed to bring it inside the Beis HaKisim. That's what Rabbi wanted to say. That is the Brisa said, Lo Yashtin them, that's not like Beis Shammai. That's not like Beis Hillel. It's only according to Beis Shammai. So the more YD Beis Hillel, because if it goes according to Beis Hillel, Hashtag Beis Akisa Kvua. Shori, Madach Beis Hillel said before, you're allowed to hold it in your hand that's filling. When you go into Beis Akisa Kvua, is Beis Akisa Yari mi boy? And Vabi should be allowed to go into a Beis Akisa Yari. So Trashi, he Beis Hillel, we said before you're allowed to go into a Beis HaKisa Kavua even though you're holding the tefillin in your hand. So how could it say here you're not allowed to hold tefillin in your hand when you're being mashtim eraglayim? The chura mashtim eraglayim is like a Beis HaKisa Arai. It doesn't have any tzoya there. You do it the first time there now. So it was like Mabduch, you're allowed to go into a Beis HaKisa Kavua. Avadi, you should be allowed to go in to a Beis HaKisa Arai to just be mashtim eraglayim. That was Rabbi's kasha. This bride that can't go according to Beis Hillel. Now Allah was soon to the swaddle we just said before as no kasha, because there's a question by Meirak Lion if Mola could go on your feet and there's an Indian to wipe it off. So we're afraid you wipe off the Meirak Lion when you're holding the tefillin in your hands. Now Shanky and Nitzne, there there's no kasha mitzvaytzis, so we're not afraid you wipe it off there. In the meantime, Rabbi has a kasha. If Beis Hillel holds you going to Beis Kise Kavua holding tefillin, Havadi should be allowed to go into Beis Kise when you just be mashed to Meraglayim. Drashi Beis Kise Arai, the Drashi means going lahashtim, when you used to just make Meraglayim. Sheinodim holuch bishvilum the Beis Kise. You don't have to go to a special place with miyuchet tzoya. The apam azoyis, this one time, nasa mokam azeh Beis Kise tchila. Like for Meraglayim, you're not makbid where the place is. You don't need such a big mokamutzna. So any place you see, usually it's the first time you're making there, so it's always had the din of a Beis HaKisa Arai. So that's the Kabbalah, Madr Beis Hillel is not to go to a Beis HaKisa Kvam, Avadish Rimut to go to a Beis HaKisa Arai. So Eshtu Zot Demesu, I have a kasha in you. If you want to say this only goes according to Beis Shammai, I have a kasha. It says, Devorim Shirtati Lechokan, something that I'm makbid over here, means in a Beis HaKisa Kavua, or Sati Lechokan, you should know I asked it in a Beis HaKisa Arai. There is such a swara like that. And even though it's mutter in a kva, and the maskoni that we just said, that's the svara. Then a kva, you're allowed to go in holding your tefillin. Mashenk, the basic kisei aray, not allowed to go in holding your tefillin. So the more my last tefillin, madrich, this mesvei of the worm goes on hilchot tefillin. So now, iyan rit bishrein le beis hillel, bishrein with this last brice that goes according to beis hillel, the what? Hetati lechokan vikvua, in a chanami. Beis hillel is mati you to hold your tefillin and go into beis kisei kvua to be nifnit. Of Osat Lechokan, Beis HaKisa Arai, and Echlam, there's a Svara that you should not be allowed to hold your tefillin when you're being mato, Meraglayim. Because we said, they are Sigzerim, maybe come to wipe it off with the tefillin. Shrashi, Beis HaKisa Kfar, Sat Lechokan, Beis HaKisa Arai, my last tefillin, Shomru Beis Hillel, Oichzin Viyodoi, Venichnas Le Beis HaKisa Kavua, that was Beis Hillel's Halacha, of Lahashtim Dem Osru. But to be mato meraglayim, you're not allowed to go in when you're holding the tefillin. The first time, look, come on, I will soon say what the svar is. So bishleima, if this is Beis Hillel, this last brayse here, lo yashtem b'em, it's good. even though he's matter Beis Kisei Kvua, he asked something by Beis Kisei Aaron. Eli Yarmut, but according to what you want to learn, Beis Shammai, that this Brice that says Lo Yashin, then you can't go into Beis Kisei Aaron, is only going to go into Beis Shammai of Azel Lashar of Lanidi. So what's this Brice that says Dvarim Shetat Lechokan Isat Lechokan? I asked it as here, as matter with here. According to Beis Shammai, you never let to hold your tefillin when you're going to Beis Kisei. So where's the heter? And for the Gemara, Kitani, I'll tell you this halacha that it says, I asked it one thing and I mastered another thing. It's not talking about Hilchot Tefillin. It's talking about different halacha. Linyan Tefachut Chaim. It's talking about when you have to go make, how much can you uncover yourself? It's how much do you uncover? Is it a halacha of a Tefach? In one place you only uncover yourself a Tefach of 4 inches. And one place you do Tefchaim, 2 Tefachim. Tetoni Chod, one writer says, Kishu Nitne, when you have to go make, Megal Liachrav Tefach. In the back, all you have to open up is just 1 Tefach, that's all. Olafonov, and in front, you have to make Merag Lion, what she means by a man, then Tefchaim. You have to open up 2 Tefach, more. There's a smallest person in Tzaitzes. By Merag Lion, it's bristles, so you have to go up and make more room there. Tetan Yiduk, there's another writer that says, Liachrav Tefach, for the back, when you have to make, only open up a tefach, and in front you can't open up anything. The maskana is not talking about an isha. An isha doesn't have the front, she only has the back, so there's no din to open up front at all. But the ma'amai love to have him in the words, idi vidi bish. Both of them are talking about when a man goes to make. One place says that he opens up a tefach and tefchayim, and one place says only a tefach and in front, v'leiklum. The ma'amai kasha tell you, kan l'gedoylim. One, when he goes to make gedolim, then he can open up a tefach, and in front nothing. Kan l'ktanim. But when he starts to make just merek lion, then in the front you have to open up tefachayim. Aye, what do you have to open up liachra for? So the swear is that once you start making merek lion, it's time you have to go make also ready. So that's why the matzi to open up 2 tefachayim in front and 1 tefach in the back. So that's what we're talking about. So the more of a tisbura, if the ktanim, if we're talking about ktanim, that we say could open up 2 tefachim in front. If you're only going to make merag lion and then, what does he have to open in the back for at all? He's not making there. Lomeli. The demara el of the pshat is easy vidi gedolim. No, we're talking about both. He's only going to make gedolim. V'loy kasha. The two brises ha beish ha beisha. One's talking about a man. One's talking about an isha. When an isha goes to make, she only has to open up in the back just a tefach. Mashen came by an ish. So then you open up in the back and in front. If this is the pshat, that this last brice that it says, the worm like shiitat lechokan means by a man, I asked it by an isha, hi toni alo. That on this pin it says, I have a kalvachayma. It says, zel kalvachayma shena lo tshuva. I have a kalvachayma, and there's no tshuva, you can't ask me back any kashas on the kalvachayma. Kredi gemara, mayen lo tshuva. What do you mean there's no kasher on this? A doctor the mill sohi asked Isa. It was just a question about how much could you open up a tefach or tefchayim. There's no kashas. You can't ask kavachayim. There's kashas on this. It's orcha the milsa. Now when you have to go, so on the front you have to open up 2 tefach, and the back you only have to open up 1 tefach. It doesn't pass to make a kavachayim out of it if you're learning just on a tefach with tefchayim. So do more ella lav tefillin. Selamai yirun. That he said, I will matter here. I asked it over here, it's not talking about how much you have to open up a tefach of tefachayim, about is going back to Hilchos Tefillin. It's a tiyufta to Rava. It's like we said that this brisa goes according to Beis Hillel. And even though Beis Hillel was not you to hold your tefillin, when you go into a Beis Akisei Kfar to be Nifnerim, but that's when he asked it by Beis Akisei Arai. So you mark the Meraglayim, there it's Mochomor, you can't hold your tefillin. Omer Rav Shesh is tiyufta. Good, yes, get tiyufta for Rava's din. You see, according to Beis Hillel, you're not allowed to hold the tefillin for Merag Lion. For the moment, we call Malkam Kasha. But I call for him still to Kasha, like a Kura, to Kalva Chayma. The Hash, the Beis Akisei Kavua Shari, Madach Beis Hillel holds. You're allowed to hold your tefillin. When you go to be Nifn in the Beis Akisei Kavua, with the Tzoya there already, is Beis Akisei Yarva Lekoshchein. How bad is the Kalva Chayma and Slurry should be allowed to hold your tefillin when you're going to make Merag Lion? And the Gemara Hoki Koma. This is the pshat in Beis Hillel. Beis Akisei Kvua, when you go to be Nifna to make Zoylim, the Lekin Itzoytzis, There nothing is no spritzing, no water that something will spritz back on you. Therefore, shuri. Therefore, they will mat you to walk in there even though you're holding the film in your hands. Now, shenken, basically, say, all right, we have to go to the matu, meraglayim, beacon, it's outside, there, there's a chash. Maybe the water will come spritzing on you. It's asri. There we ask it. Because you're going to have to wipe it off with your hands, and we're afraid while you're wiping it off, maybe you'll get the film dirty with it. What do you mean to say? I have a kava chaima. There's no kasha. Fred the Gemara tshuva now used to he. I have a very good tshuva on this. Like you said, if the kava chaima can't be kava chaima, if you ask it to go into Beis Kisei Kluwa, I have a kava chaima. It should be yours to go into Beis Kisei. All right, that was his kava chaima, and he said, "Ain't love tshuva. I have no teres in my kava chaima." And what do you mean you have no tshuva? We just said a svara. We just said the svara. Basically, say kavu is mutter because there's no mitzvah, there's no water there. Basically, say all right, with this water, they're afraid. So what do you mean to say? I have a kasha and there's no teres for kasha. So the Marhoki kavu. This is what he meant to say. Hi milsa taste the love of teres time. You should know. Just say this svara of teres atam. Like you just said. Basically, say kavu is mutter because there's no water. Basically, say all right, there's water. That's a tam. Of the taste of the kavachayma, but don't come to say svaras and kavachayma. Like to say a kavachayma, the here it's mutter, there it's also. And the atla, but here is kavachayma, because if you want to come with kavachayma, is over there is no kavachayma, shall have love tshuva. But the kavachayma in svara, I have a kavachayma, you can't answer me back. In svara, in svara, madrig go into vetski sekhua, which is more mir. There's soya there, and you're allowed to hold your tefillin. Avad in svara, you should be allowed to go into vetski sekhua, where it's not so mir. There's no soya there yet. So just meant to say, if you want it, say in svara, then this kavachayim there's no, you have a pircha on you, but the kavachayim there's no tshuva. But your tam, if you're saying here there's a gzerim, should be tzaitzis, and here there's no gzerim tzaitzis, that is good. What is no? I mean, it's not a tshuva as the kavachayim. If you want to go and svara the kavachayim, there's no answer. But that's the maskana though. The attacker, there is a svar, you're allowed to hold it to go into Beis Kisei Kvuam, but not to Beis Kisei Yara. Let's see the bottom Rashi. Rashi, Urcha de Milso Ochiyu, Sheish Tzorach Lagalus Lefonov, Lo Yisha. But you can't say there's no Pirchus Nakabachim is there. There's a half minute, you have to open up for a lady or for a man, you have to Urcha de Milso. If you have to the Rova, Omer Rav Sheshis, the Yoma Beis Shamihi, Levi Tilu, as if this brisa goes according to Beis Shammai, so there's no coolers at all. Elamai the teretz goes according to Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel is mata kavua and astra a Beis Kisei Arai. Why was the svar the lekani tzoitzis? She etzorach the shaft shpon, the shaft to wipe it off. Be aminoi meyar radlo, with your right hand off your feet. Mashenkin Beis Kisei Arai liktanim, you make a meraglayim. The ikar tzaitzos, there is a tzaitzos, there is spritzes back. Hanitozin agabe ravla, the mole spritz back onto your feet, onto your shoes. We are meaning the sechta yuma, the Gemara says there, mitzvah l'shavshafon. When you come out of the Beis HaKisei and you have some meraglayim on your feet, on your shoes, there's a mitzvah to wipe it off before you come out. Why? She'osam liyodim she'etzav nitzaitzos, also to come out of the Beis HaKisei when you have water on your shoes. Shagabe ravla, v'al shem yirik kurshoko. But people think, how come it came on your foot? Because you're kuf shukha, I mean, you don't have a good flow. The meraglayim doesn't come out flowing. It just drips right out. The nimtzum moitzilaz abonim. Now, look, here is a kuf shukha, can't have children. It's a zera, doesn't come out of him, shooting out of him. It just drips out. You can't have children right there. So, b'zayla ha'vakasha, how does your wife have children? As that's what, she was madana with somebody else. So, it'll come out last. People say, your children are mamzerim. Shem mamzerim. Hilka, therefore, there's a mitzvah to wipe off your feet before you come out. So Hilka, therefore you're not allowed to hold your tefillin in your hand when you go into a Beis Kisei if you're not the meraglayim. Halacha is brought down as the chiluk that the Gemara's time was like that. It wasn't the bowl we were making into; you were making on top of hard ground that used to spritz back on you. Mashenka, let's say you're standing on a mokum gevoya and you're making down that there's no shash from the tzaitz coming up, then it's mutter. Or who I did, if we have our bowls with no shallow that comes spritzing back in you, it could be also, would be mutter mikradin to hold its filling while you're making it. What?
The usual thing that spritzes.
Yeah, the Gemara's time, yeah.
It was the usual thing
The Gemara is chayshit shvetim. 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 Then you're right. If you're going with a swerve, we certainly understand you. If you want to say it's a dinazoi, lohoka lebeis akisei arai. Kal, olahak lebeis akisei kavua, chomor, loitez lebosa taimel, lebosa chumr, bekulam. If you want to go stam, bosa chumr, and kula. We're doing just the opposite. Then ain't olav, ainly olav malashivcha. Then I can answer you. You still want to go like Beis Akisei kvar has this much chaymer. Beis Akisei arve has this much chaymer. Then it's a kircha. Like I have a kabel kasher on you. How could you say Beis Akisei kvar you're allowed to, and now we're not allowed to? Havad the kvar's mumlius, and now we're not so mumlius. Shein li limsa shei shum mokum beis akisi arvai chomer min akva shukla shivchas in hatarti b'kluah shukav dobu kloy minatya shushal rashi umaham rabo b'tayim ha'iko l'mahay d'abdinim. So it's all this. You go boss the swerve nitzaytzai, then we understand you. But if you spam want to go boss the chomer in kula of beis akisi alone, what is more mias than about this yufta? About the kavua is more mias than a beis akisi arvai. Sada rabon. Somebody wants to go eat a nice big suda, kfa, big suda, mahalech atzara pomi, should walk 10 times, dal damas, oi, or else, dalet pomim, 4 times, yudamas, viyifna. Then he should have to go. Because before he sits down, see, there's minyan to be nifna. So this could be in a case where you feel you have to go, just not coming out yet. So then before you sit down, you should do this eitza. V'yachakach nichna, then you should sit down, feet. Omer Rav Yitzchak. Ha-nichnas le-suda kva, if you sit down to the suda kva, chole tefillin. Right, in the Gemara's time, you used to wear tefillin the whole day, but b'shas le-suda kva, you're supposed to take off the tefillin. V'yachakach nichnas, and then you come in. Now, pligi the Rav Chiya, he dings upon Rav Chiya, the yama Rav Chiya, menichan al-shukhanan. You don't leave it outside, but you bring the tefillin inside, and mamash, leave it on the shulchan where you can eat. So, after the chen hodoloi, that's a nice thing to do. The soon see why the Yad Amos told how long you leave the film off. From Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Atzmar Groch until you come to bench. It's going to say since you have to put it on again, Bishas benching, so it's good to have this film right near you. You're able to put it on right away. Trash and Nichnas Asud Kvar or Gnayu. It's not nice. She tore off in the cover for Teichas Sudi. She has to go to the best kiss in the middle of the Suda. Therefore, check yourself before. Malach Asar Tomu V'Chol Pam V'Pam Boy the Gaspar. Rashi the Chiddush. As each after one of these walks, check yourself. The Yoshev, and sit down and check yourself. Ula Yuchel Leponis. Shehilach Merid Ha Gdolim Lenekev. Walking makes the Gdolim come down with the easy to go. Cholot Tzvim. Trash Hashem, what's the Gzair? Why can't you eat while you're wearing Tzvim? Well, Shema Yistake, maybe you'll come Shikr. The Suda, the Yizganev Tzvim. It's a good night, wear Tzvim when you're Shikr. The Chaim Hod, the Loi Shem is a monim Loi. It's nice, once you can hear you. The Yastiv Nicha, the Shas Brocha, you have to put on right away, the Shas Brocha. Tony Choda, Sir Rodham Tfilm in the Yosef. The Yafrak Susay. Gnara put your Tfilm and money in the Tfilm bag, in a bag. There's no Gnai putting money in the Tfilm bag. The Tan Yidach, another Bryce learns, Loi Yitzer, you should not put your Tfilm and money together. Schutzes Tira, Mola Kasha. If you set aside this bag to be the tefillin bag, so it has kedusha, you're not allowed to put money inside it. But if you weren't mazim, you didn't set it aside, just once you put tefillin in there, then it has no kedusha, you can put money in. The Yom Rav Chizda, Hai Sudra the tefillin, the bag you keep the tefillin in. The Yazmanei, you are mazim nit lemeitza but tefillin to put tefillin in there, and if you set it aside, it goes like this. Tzar beit tefillin, and if you did already put in tefillin once, but it is not enough without mana just to set it aside. You have to do two things. Set it aside and put film in. Then the bag has kedusha to it. It's also the mitzvah day. Pshiti. Then you're not allowed to put money inside this bag or anything else. Asmane, let's say you just set it aside. Beloit sarve, but you didn't put film inside it. Or else sarve, you already used the bag once you put film inside it. Beloit asmane, but you're not set aside. You weren't miyacha this bag to use for film. Then shar le mitzvah day zuzi. You're allowed to put film and zuz inside. Then the bag has no kedusha. That's what we pass him. But Hazman alone is not enough. You have to have two. You have to set it aside and put the tefillin inside it. Ulabayi diyomer has money nusa. The bayi says just setting it aside alone is enough, even though you didn't use it yet. The kontabaya azmne, if you set it aside, afagad loy tzarbe. Real tzarbe. But let's say you put tefillin in the bag one time. That depends. I azmne, if you were miyachid, you set it aside. Awesome. I loy azmne loy. But if you didn't set it aside, then everybody holds. Just using the tefillin once, put it in this bag, is not has no kedusha to the bag. You can put money inside it. Goyim b'nei Rabbi Yehuda, b'nei Rabbi Nechunya, Rabbi Yehuda. Mal shiniach odem tefillin tachas mereshoysem. What about putting tefillin at night time when you want to sleep under your head? It's right that there's more times you didn't have a good mokum mutzna where to keep it. Like you see before, you used to leave it on the floor sometimes. If somebody wanted to watch it under his head, is it mutter or not? The more tachas margaloysev under your feet, let him be boiling lay, that avad mitzosa. Shinoi ba minig bizoyim. He can be boiling lay, tachas mirashoysev. What about under your head? Nine. Omalai hoki yamashmuel. Mutter, you let him leave your tefillin at night under your head. I'll feel a wish to him. Then the chiddush halachah means even if you don't have tashmish with your wife, still you're allowed to have it under your head. Meisvei, lo yeniach odim tefillin tachas margaloysav of neishanoi vim derech vizoyim. You're not allowed to put tefillin under your feet because it's mevazeh tefillin. Avo manichon tachas mereshoysav. You're allowed to leave the tefillin under your head. Avo v'imhoyis ishtimoi, it means your wife is with you and have tashmish with your wife, then also, then you're not allowed to leave the tefillin under your head. It's also not nice. But Mashenkin a mokim shegavoya gimutzvachim, you have a mokim which is three tzvachim above the bed, or a normal gimutzvachim, or under the bed gimutzvachim, then it's mutter. But the more tiyufta, the shmul tiyufta, stakakash and shmul. And when you have tashma shanita, you're not allowed to have the tefillin right under your head. It has to be released gimutzvachim on top, or gimutzvachim on bottom. Omar Rova, and this is the halacha about this. If you want to have it in the room, it should be kiss for ter kiss. It's supposed to be covered around twice. The wife says, even though it's covered around twice, kiss for ter kiss, still it shouldn't be under your head. That's the mokim bizoyin. That shouldn't be on the same level, the same place where you have the tashmish. It should either be three tzvachim higher or three tzvachim lower. Oh my rover, I forgot the tanya tiyufta di shmul, even though it was a tiyufta in shmul, helchus the kavosay. Still we pass him like shmul, that you are allowed to leave this film under your head. Yes. My timer, what's the time? The demora calls. Then the Turino Tfeyod. There's still a bigger swara that the tefillin will be more watched, better under your head than someplace else.